Brendan, what I'm trying to say is was a process at one time, and that's where she's going back to. It happened years ago, but there's a process that it could be. It was taken out of GCR when that.
Right.
Say.
And then they just pay it back, or it just gets refunded to GCR after.
I don't know if it does or not. I think
it's
a total loss. At that point, it's not it's a total loss, but the books balance is what I'm getting at. And things may have changed. I'm just saying that this has happened in the past, and I know it's been a long time ago, and it may have been on the first TIF deal.
On the TIF, I got the money on the TIF when that happened about a few years ago, is I held that refund abatement until I collected
enough to take care of it.
And I took it out, but it didn't come. You couldn't look in the computer and see that it was done. It was done manually in the books.
Is there no statutes that spell out how to do it?
My understanding is, I can't quote it to you, but my understanding is that if the collector, it says the commission shall make funds available for the refund abatements, but I believe there's a statute in there that says that you can be done through this or through the district. That's why, and when I contacted Branson, they understood and they agreed, but they just didn't have the funds in the TIF.
Well, they'd already paid it on to the bond.
Yes, sir. And I would contact this school district, unless you wanted to come out of county GCR, I would contact the school district and explain to them that this refund abate that the people had paid in what it was in 14, and they had already received the money back in 14, and there's no delinquents for it to come off of. So if they want, I can deduct it from their end of their month in the settlement. They would see a separate line there. What it was,
or they can pay the,
or they can in which, or they can pay the person directly.
Will there be funds between now and the first of the year to take care of it, though?
Yes.
Okay, we approved it. What you're saying is we approved it. Maybe the knowledge of no one. Is there a stat? And I think that's what you're asking. Is there a time limit on when we should...
When we have to pay it.
When we have to pay it. And I don't know whether we should have... Once we approve abatement, is there a time frame that money has to be paid back? Or is that whenever they present it has to be paid back?
Once you approve it, is there a time limit when I have to give them the refund? To my knowledge, I do not know of one.
Okay.
Because you could always reverse a court order at any time.
I've taken verbal abuse from a customer over one being approved and me holding it until the end of the year, and I had to manually take it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to avoid that in the future is the fact that we've approved abatement that the funds weren't there. So we don't want to, I wouldn't want to reverse it, but I want to make sure that to keep the books to where you don't show a deficit. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out this could be a large amount in a TIF deal, but this is a very small amount when it comes to the Mark Twain school district and those kind of things. It can be a small amount, as much as $200 and some, or if it was a TIF deal in the city of Branson, it could be a large amount if you were paid.
Well, it would be normally on like real estate, because when you go back to 14 on real estate, you've had your tax sale already. Mm-hmm. And what I would do myself would be contact the school district and let them know that we do have, unless you want it on the GCR, and let them know that I have this amount of funds. Would you like for me to take it out of your next distribution? And it would be at the bottom line. We would balance the month in, and then it would be at the bottom line. And I would just make a note, an X note, in the computer under that parcel. That
so what's the common practice around the state?
I can't answer that. I don't know.
I can tell you that in some counties, that refund, some some collectors will hold it and then take it out of that individual's next tax bill, reduce their tax bill. So if
yes,
John...
Yes, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Some counties do it that way.
That's true, and we did that on one customer. That I'm sorry, I forgot that. That's they have the assessor deduct it from the assessed value of that year, and that is an option. Is the assessor here? Okay. That is an option for 2016. His tax bill for 2016, thank you, could be lowered, that assessed value on that same parcel, and a note made there.
I don't think that's a good part because it's just vacant lots.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it might take years and years.
Oh, okay. You have to look at...
Yeah.
Okay. That wouldn't work then.
I guess my question would be, whenever you guys had a practice however many years ago, were we still Class 3 county? Now that we're Class 1?
No, because it happened since, I've been here.
This is a discussion that it wasn't appropriate, right?
That
should come from the political subdivision.
I would just call the school and say, hey, you know.
That's
what I would do.
What I would do. So, but I just wanted you to know in case you got a phone call. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. What are you here for?
You're too late.
You know,
done been voted on.
Well, looks like you guys didn't need me then.
Got taken care of.
Okay. Not used to you guys being ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
I guess we're scheduled for executive session.
See ya.
Yeah.
So we'll go into recess. That's scheduled for upstairs in the conference room. Number 16021.3 personnel.